Here in the United States, Immigration and Customs Enforcement is one of the federal government's most criticized agencies. Sometimes it's for the sluggish processing of citizenship applications, sometimes for failing to secure the nation's borders, sometimes for sheer ineptitude. Well, now it's Canada's turn. Immigration authorities north of the border are accused of having lost track of 41,000 foreigners whose applications for asylum were turned down. Derek Stoffel has a story from Toronto.
Like the United States, Canada prides itself on being an open country, a country of immigrants, of tolerance and multiculturalism. And like the U.S., the immigration system is a bit of a mess. As in the U.S., the government is working to clear a backlog of people who are waiting to get into Canada. In Canada's case, it's close to 900,000. And now, another embarrassment for the country's conservative government, which came into office 2 years ago promising to clean up the immigration system. This week, Canada's top government watchdog reported that the Border Services Agency simply can't find 41,000 failed asylum seekers. All these people were denied asylum and were ordered deported. Some may have left Canada voluntarily, but most have probably stayed. A woman by the name of Sasha is one of them. Sasha came to Montreal from St. Lucia. For several years now, she's been living in what she calls an underground world.
It's a total nightmare because it's like you're in prison. It's like being in prison.
Sasha has worked as a housekeeper and a nanny. She sends some of the money she makes to her family back in St. Lucia. She has no intention of complying with her deportation order, and she's not going to reapply to stay on in Canada either. Sasha says the government only wants highly educated immigrants.
People tend to believe when we leave our country and come up here, we just come like it's a holiday for us. No, we come and we clean people's bathrooms, we scrub the floor. If we have to do it on our knees, we do it because we want a better living for ourselves and our family.
Canada's Auditor General, Sheila Fraser, a government appointee, says most of those who have disappeared are like Sasha, not criminals, but people who are defying their deportation orders.
I think it's really important to recognize that the majority of these people are failed refugee claimants, a very significant percentage of them. So I don't think we should jump from the conclusion that because they are in the country illegally, that they necessarily represent a very high risk.
But some in Canada worry that high-risk cases could also slip through. Take Ahmed Rassam, the so-called Millennium Bomber. He was a failed asylum seeker living in Montreal and had been ordered deported. But the Canadian Border Services Agency lost track of him, and he was arrested crossing from Canada into Washington State in December of 1999. He's now in jail for plotting to blow up Los Angeles International Airport. In the wake of the Rassam case and 9/11, Canada's government has worked to secure its borders and improve its immigration system. These new revelations have authorities scrambling to show Canadians and their neighbors to the south that border security is a top concern. Stockwell Day is Canada's Minister of Public Safety.
There needs to be a better system to track people who have been told they're inadmissible, and many of those people leave of their own accord, but they don't report it, and that's one of the recommendations we want to pursue.
One of the things the Canadian government is considering is a system of exit visas that would require failed asylum seekers to essentially sign themselves out when leaving Canada. That way, authorities would at least know how many have left and how many are still in Canada. For The World, I'm Derek Stoffel in Toronto.